Oh, yeah, I don't miss that. Okay.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome to a tubular Tuesday.
Easy for you to say. What's your name again?
Stephanie, I think.
Something like that.
I was trying to remember tubular, right? Because I thought of that, because we're always trying to think of a T word to go with the Tuesday, and I thought tubular was fabulous, so my mind was there already, and then Stephanie just didn't quite come out. Oh, well.
All trying to come out at once.
It is what it is. How are you tonight?
Oh, good. You know, just we were just talking about just what we've got going on, and I think both you and I are kind of busy right now, and which is good. It's very good. I say busy, and then I see Jerry's post here in the chat room. Hey, birthday girl, Heidi, and I'm like, well, I was busy doing that too this weekend, having birthday fun and safe COVID birthday fun, snowshoeing and whatnot, but. Yeah, I think it's been a little bit wild and woolly lately.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it has been, right? And then, we were supposed to go squatching on Sunday, and I said, nope. You know, my knee started hurting again, and you'll be proud of me, Heidi, because I listened to my body this time.
Oh,
I said, I'm going to sit with my leg up. And I was so busy anyway, it didn't make any difference. But, I mean, things I had to do here, you know, other than going up and down and all around and crushing that knee a little bit more. So, anyway, I know Katie was really worried. She says, what's the matter with you? And I said, nothing. I just kind of hurt. So I just thought maybe it's not a good time to be running around in the woods, you know, because pulls at your legs and it's up and down and all around, you know. So anyway.
Good for you. You know, and that's important to listen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we don't, and then we end up getting ourselves into trouble or just making an issue worse than it was before you started. And so it's good because, you don't want to make it worse. You have a tendency to fall. I mean, we all know this. We've talked about it. You don't want to fall and twist it and make it 1,000 times worse, right?
No. Well, and it's my knee that I had surgery on a couple years ago. And I went with Melly for a super, super long walk on Saturday. And, you know, it was kind of up and down and all around. We were in the woods, but in the park next to me, and we walked, and it was a few miles. And I got home, and it just, oh my God, I thought I was going to die. So I don't know if I twisted it somehow as we were walking, but it's like, okay, well, I don't know. I guess I'm not going to do the squatching thing tomorrow, which is sad because, you know, we were all looking forward to it, but we'll do it this weekend. We'll do it this weekend. So it'll all be good. But yes, I do need a fairy shaman to heal me. Yes, you are. You are correct. Quicksand. I've fallen into quicksand too. So, you know, it is what it is because I just charge ahead, right? I charge ahead and I don't think.
Not a good combination, frankly.
No, I'm just,
Jerry said you need a four-wheel wheelchair. I almost couldn't read that correctly. I'm like, what is he talking about? A four-wheeling. Well, why don't you just use a four-wheeler, Jerry, right, instead of a four-wheel wheelchair?
Right.
Just get a four-wheeler.
Actually, yeah. I just need all my assistants. You know, Cindy and Katie on the team, I always say that they're my assistants when we're out there because they're always either looking out for me or holding my stuff or, you know, they're just whatever it is, what it is. Looking after me, I guess, is what I should say. Because I'm like a little kid when I'm out there.
Well, and that's not always good.
Yeah, but it's fun. You know, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun, right? So anyway, I just have to share this. This has nothing to do with healing or squatching. But I saw this article today, and last week we talked about dragons. This is not about dragons, but it's about dinosaurs, and they've discovered these fossils down in Argentina of this ginormous dinosaur that's like a long neck, 122 feet long. Let's think about this. 122 feet long, lived about 95 million years ago. They call it a titanosaur. And they weigh something like 100 tons. Oh, weighed up to 77 tons. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Isn't that fabulous?
So when did they discover this? Is this, because I know every once in a while they discover a new dinosaur. Like, it seems like every few years they discover another new one that's like really big or really small or whatever. So when was this one actually discovered? I'm curious.
Well, this article is just a brand new CNN article from today. So it doesn't really say when. It just said that it just talks about how they have uncovered the remains of a gigantic dinosaur in Argentina.
Wow.
And could believe it could be one of the largest creatures to ever have walked the earth. Wow.
Wow.
98 million years. That is insane.
That's a huge animal. Can you imagine?
No.
I would imagine that they don't live very long when they get that big because gravity has got to do a number on them.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right,
being
yeah.
that heavy.
Yes. It says it weighs more than 12 times an African elephant. And there actually are larger skeletons they've found of something called Argentinosaurus in Patagonia. So all these are coming from South America, which is very interesting, isn't it? South America. Mm-hmm. But they've also said in this article that they've never found any of these big dinosaurs in Antarctica, on almost every other continent, but not Antarctica, even the Arctic. So, but this, of course, is like one of the biggest ones. So amazing. And they have like a drawing of it, and it really looks like a long neck, you know? I mean, gorgeous, you know? Wouldn't have been fun to see something like that, but my God. Yeah, 120, you can't see it, but I'll try to put it on the...
Stephanie's showing me her phone, and all I see is this big white glow.
I'll get the link and put it up here, but yeah, oofta, it is just amazing. Wouldn't you love to see one? And you know, brontosauruses have always been the long necks are my favorite dinosaurs, so...
It's always, I have to say, you go to those exhibits where you see the dinosaurs, whether it's the animatronic, whatever, or if that's even the word, but the, you know, where they make them look real, those, you know, robotic dinosaurs, or even just the skeletons, right? When you go to the history museum or wherever, a science museum has it.
Yeah.
You go to see these dinosaurs. They are so, like,
I love it.
Thrilling and super scary all at the same time. Which is kind of like paranormal investigating. You go and you're like, I'm really excited and I might be a little freaked out. So let's go. You know? So that's how I like dinosaurs. I mean,
I love dinosaurs.
Skeletons and all the cool things they do with them now, because it's like, man, that is freaky to
Isn't
think something
wild?
That big was here.
And you know, the St. Paul has one of the best science museums ever, you know, and I just remember when they had Sue, remember that? Oh, you maybe don't remember, but when Casey was
she's
littler,
still there, isn't she?
And they had, but she was here for a while. And I remember she was a T-Rex, and she was a big one, and they named her Sue. And Casey and I were going to go see her, and I don't really remember how many years ago this was, but I called over there to make sure she was still there, you know. And they said, and this woman answered the phone, and she said, oh, honey, Sue been gone for a long time. And she had left, I don't know, a couple of months prior or something. But, yeah, I really wanted to see her. But you know what else is really cool is if you go – that Bell Museum over at the U by the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. They have this brand new building on Larpenteur Avenue. And on the second floor, they have a woolly mammoth that they've got reconstructed.
Oh, really?
And it's not bones, but you know, maybe there's bones inside. I got to go there, but it looks like he's just hanging out there. Like it's a real one hanging out there on this, and they have it lit up at night. It's the coolest thing ever, you
wow,
know?
Cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I'll have to check that out. I went to the, I don't know if it's the History Museum, Science Museum, when I was out in LA for work. And they had a lot of stuff connected to the tar pits out there. And that was pretty cool.
Yes.
The things that they had found there. I thought, man, this is so creepy. A lot of like saber-toothed tigers and stuff like that. It was like, wow, this is, and they're huge. They're huge. Like, oh my gosh. It's a good thing humans and dinosaurs didn't live at the same time. We would have lost incredibly. I mean,
ultimately,
we see dinosaurs lost their moment in the sun, but we would have lost being there with them. I imagine we would have suffered and died. So it's a good thing they didn't put us here together, because I don't think it would have went well for us.
No doubt. But it's so amazing that these lumbering creatures could have ever walked the earth. I mean, woolly mammoths are big. I mean, they're huge. So let's think about this as like 10 times bigger than that, you know, and they're constantly finding woolly mammoths up there in the Arctic, you know, because of global warming and the permafrost is going away and the ice is going away. So all of these woolly mammoths are coming out now, which is the coolest thing ever. But yeah, cool. I love it. I love dinosaurs. Oh, yeah. I love all of it. So
if you're listening and you haven't hopped in the chat room, Stephanie did post a link to the article. And it's a pretty impressive looking dinosaur. What they need to do with these photos is put a little human next to it so you can really get the full effect, because they show this picture, which is still impressive, of a rendering. But, you know, you need to put scale there. So put like a VW bug or a human or a dog or something next to it so you really can see how big this big, huge thing is. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's cool looking though.
How did they move around? You know, I mean,
that's what's so weird is like they are, okay, what does it say here? It says, they lived 95 million years ago, first of all, which is insane. Mm-hmm. And they're 37.2 meters long, which is 122 feet.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing the weight here. What did you say the weight was?
I can't find it. A lot. 77
Oh, exceeding 40 tons.
Wait,
there it is.
Wait up to 70.
Exceeding 40 tons. So you have to think like what? Oh, yeah. There's some that exceed 77 tons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you were talking about on this other animal.
Oh,
110 tons. I keep reading
and
I keep getting bigger weights.
Bigger,
it's like, oh my
bigger.
Gosh.
So this one
they,
isn't even
how
as
do, they do that. I don't understand. I can't wrap my brain around it. I can wrap my brain around spirits, demons, you know, elementals, that kind of stuff. But dinosaurs, I'm struggling right now.
I know. And I always think, wouldn't it be fun? I've always thought it'd be fun to go to a dinosaur dig. You know, they have those out in Montana, and they have a lot of them out west. I always thought, it'd be so fun to go to one of those places. You know, maybe one day I'll do that, because I just think it would just be a ball, you know? But anyway, so I just thought that was a cute little tidbit to add into the show tonight, because I thought it was very interesting, and I had no idea that there were actually dinosaurs bigger than this titanosaur, you know? I mean, he's just another one in the fossil chain, you know?
Yeah. No, that stuff is really interesting. You know, it'd be interesting to have someone on the show that was into dinosaurs or knows a lot about dinosaurs. Maybe we can find someone from Wyoming. Hey, if anybody's listening in Wyoming and knows things about dinosaurs or South Dakota, don't they have some stuff going on in South Dakota?
Yep. Wherever. I think North Dakota too, and Wyoming and Montana and that whole area out there, you know? So yeah, be cool. I think that's a good idea. That's something I'll have to follow up on, because I think that would be an awesome, awesome thing to have on here. Or maybe we could get somebody from the Science Museum on, if nothing else, you know?
Yeah, if I can get anybody to get back to me on this stuff. You know, everybody I've contacted recently is like, sorry, I can't help you. I have gotten answers back, and they're all saying, sorry, I can't help you. I said, hey, do you know about spiders? I saw your article. Sorry, I can't help you. I'm like, well, Oh. But you know a lot about spiders, and I would love for you to talk about them on our show. Sorry, I can't help you. I talked to the University of Minnesota, and they just were like, are you serious? We're in the middle of a pandemic, shut down, low staff, whatever. We can't do anything right now. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, jeez. So, well, yeah, and what I've noticed is the people that I've been messaging aren't getting back to me. So I don't know. It's just kind of a weird year this year.
It might
so.
Be a new year thing, too, where people are just like, eh, don't bother me right now. I'm busy. I'm tired.
We're tired. A lot of stuff going on. You know, everybody needs healing. Everybody needs some, you know, good stuff happening. So, you know, that's why we have a tubular Tuesday. I just have to say that again.
Tuesday. We're back in 1986, folks.
That's right. The 1980s were my favorite decade. Yes. So tonight, because of all the craziness in the world, we thought we'd talk about healing and maybe being good to ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. Because this is a good time here to talk about it. We talked about it a little bit last month with Kyle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just thought with everything, you know, that we've kind of been caught up in from 2020, I mean, you name it, we've had it, except dinosaurs. Thank goodness those didn't make a reappearance last year because everything else seemed to. And, you know, I'm not trying to tempt fate or anything, so we don't need any dinosaur scientists to unleash their newest creation. But, it seems like a good time of year to, you know, we don't have to worry about making New Year's resolutions. We're not going to talk about that tonight, but we are going to just talk about how to be kind to yourself and treat yourself in a healthy way. What are some things you could do for yourself to just, you know, focus on health and wellness and, you know, approaching this new year with, you know, just a clearer outlook, so to speak.
Yeah. And, you know, be good to yourself, too. And I know at the beginning of the show, Sherry was saying that she had just got out of a hot tub or something. And I'm like, oh, see, that is something nice that we should all be doing to ourselves. If you like to take a bath.
Have a hot tub, sure.
Take a bath, you know.
I said,
that's what I need, a nice hot bath, you know. I mean, yes, that's
create your own hot tub in your bathroom.
Yes. Ceiling cat saying scientists have now discovered what dinosaur butts look like. Yeah. We're waiting. Ceiling cat.
Please enlighten us.
Send us the photo.
Let's Google that and see. I won't Google that. I can't even imagine.
No, would come up? Oh my God. Yeah. And you'd get a million viruses and your computer would be shot. So yeah, we don't wanna look that up. But so healing. And you know, I think that it's such a tumultuous time right now. You know, I guess maybe we should have called it Tumultuous Tuesday today. But Tumultuous Tuesday. A tumultuous and tubular Tuesday. Yeah, I think that the world is just such a crazy place right now. And we kind of need to set aside some time to ground ourselves and find things that help us regain our sanity. You know, when things are going crazy.
You know, Joe in the chat room said, Red Lobster Lobster Fest is my healing time. And, you know, it's interesting whether you're being serious or you're being silly. I think a lot of people do like to go out to eat. Mm-hmm. And that's been really hard for this, you know, time that we've been through with COVID in a lot of places. Yeah. Well, a lot of states have shut down restaurants. I'm not going to say a lot of restaurants were shut down. At some points, they were all shut down.
Yeah.
But I think people really took for granted before, you know, how easy it was to just go out and get food and sit and hang out and relax, whatever. And then they're all shut down. They're all gone. You know, you can get food there and take it home. It's not the same.
Yeah.
And it really did show people, I think, an appreciation for the ability to go out and socialize and have a meal prepared for you. And just be in a different place, a different atmosphere, because sometimes you're at home and you see all the stuff that needs to be done. You see the things that need to be hung on the wall or the laundry that needs to be folded or the stuff that needs to be put away. And you just want to go away from it, get that out of your head and be done. And so going out to eat, I totally hear you because that's Karen in the chat room said the same thing. I miss going out to eat. Cindy saying, so do I. That's one thing that I think, I don't know, it surprised me. I didn't think it would affect me as much as it did.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I was really, after a while, I was really like weird about it because I really wanted it back, and we didn't have it back, you know?
Yeah.
So
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And it's tough, you know, like even when we were out on the island last weekend, the restaurants were closed out there too, just like here. I mean, you could take out, and like at Roach Harbor, we had breakfast there one day, but you have to eat outside, right? In a tent. And, you know, it's 48 degrees out there on the water, and they have, you know, little heaters in there, but it's just too cold to sit and eat dinner, you know, eat breakfast. So yeah, this is, you know, I'm so glad that they're opened up a little bit now. So did you go out to eat on your birthday?
Yes, we did. I Good. Did decide to go out to eat. We were going to check it out to make sure that it looked okay. And they did have, actually the table we were at was pretty spaced out, away from people. And so that felt okay. Everybody was wearing masks if they had to get up and go somewhere. So that was good. And I was planning on, you know, if it didn't feel okay, you know, and I'm doing my scan, my intuitive scan too. Like, is this going to be okay? Is this, you know, whatever. And so we were planning on if it wasn't okay, we would get takeout and bring it home.
Yeah.
But it ended up being okay. And we had a small group. There was only three of us in my group. So we weren't, you know, taking over the place. It's the same three people that would have eaten at the house if we were at the house. So it's just Tim and Cindy and I. So, so we did eat out, and it was lovely just to be out somewhere. And, it was nice, I have to say. And, you know, you give, there were things that just, they weren't happening before the shutdown. You know, why is this taking so long? And this was like, I don't care. Do what you got to do. Here's an extra tip. Everything was late. I don't care. You know, this was kind of cold. This was too hard. It doesn't matter. I didn't care. I was like, I don't care. I'm so happy to be here. And it felt good. They had done a nice job of kind of separating everything, at least where we were. I didn't see some of the restaurant, but where we were sitting, it was pretty spaced out. So that was good.
Yeah. And Casey and I went out to breakfast at our favorite haunt here in Columbia Heights this weekend. And it was great. You know, it's just a hole in the wall place, and you almost know everybody there, right? Because everybody goes there. So yeah, it was great. It was absolutely phenomenal, you know, and everybody was saying happy birthday to Taylor. It was her birthday. And, you know, it was just kind of a really fun thing, you know, so nice to be out and have food made for you and brought to you at the table, and be, like you said, be able to eat it and enjoy it and not look at that pile of clothes over there that needs to be folded, or you know, I really got to get to the kitty litter box is what I was thinking of today, you know.
Yes.
Not that that's in the kitchen, but you know, there's all these things in your head that you have to do, you know, and if you're somewhere else, you're not thinking about that, you know. So
yeah, it's, you know, mentioning going somewhere else, it is interesting when you go somewhere else. I think about, you know, when you go to a family member's house, or you know for the holidays, let's say, and you stay over for a couple of days, or it's a long drive, so you don't want to just do it one day, so you stay for a few days. Even if you go to a hotel, like I used to go and visit my sister, my mom and I would drive down to Madison and stay in a hotel because her house is small, and so we wouldn't impose ourselves, and we'd stay in a hotel and have a couple of days where we just go over to my sister's, hang out, go back to the hotel, you know, do that back and forth. But it's so nice because you are out of your element. So just being able to go somewhere and not have laundry looking at you, or that you have to do your own cooking, because we stayed in a place that there's no kitchen, right? So you have to just, you know, get your food, everything you have to just have prepared. And so you really are, when you come out of your element, you know, your house or wherever, you really do go to a place that you have to, I think a lot of people do relax. I know traveling isn't everybody's cup of tea, but getting out of your house for even a day, just to stop looking at the things that need to be done, or stop thinking about the things that need to be repaired or whatever, can be very healing, can be very relaxing for a lot of people. I know, again, some people aren't that way, but I am. When I get out of my house, I'm like, oh, I don't have to look at any of this stuff. Great. Right?
I hear you. I know. It's good. It's a good thing. Yeah, vacations are great. Love it. But so I'm glad that we can go out to at least breakfast now, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I know that I was talking to our gal at work today that does the, she's all the security gal, you know, and she's the one that does all the what's going on in the world and do we need the threats. And, you know, even she has been going out, you know, she said, oh my God, I can't wait. I'm going out on Thursday with a friend, you know, and I'm like, you, this COVID, I'm afraid of it, you know? So it's time. I think it's time that we all start getting back to a little bit of kind of normal, you know, I really do. So.
Well, right. But being mindful of being safe,
of course.
You know, there's, we have to find that balance right now anyway. So,
yep.
You know,
oh yeah. For sure.
That's, I think it's important for a lot of people that, because I, you know, I did go back to the studio this summer and do in-person sessions. And of course I do virtual sessions as well, because not everybody's comfortable with that. But there are a lot of people that I am very, very mindful of what I wipe down, spray down, change out, and in between every client, I have a half an hour between each session, so I can go through the entire place and wipe it down and spray it down. And I know that a lot of stuff is right now transmitted through the air, but the regular flu, you know, is you can touch things and then pick it up. So I wipe everything down anyway. So because you never know what someone's going to be transporting, and a lot of my clients are really happy because they see me do it, you know, as I'm as I'm with someone, I'm, you know, if I have to adjust my mask, I hand sanitize immediately. And, I try not to touch my mask very often, if ever, but if I have to, or if, you know, someone, you know, let's say the mailman comes in while I'm meeting with a client and I go immediately over and I wipe down the door handle because I don't want my next person to come in before I can get to it. And I know a lot of my clients are really happy, you know, that I do that. Anyway, I kind of got on a tangent, but
no.
I guess it sort of relates, though, to just taking care of yourself when people come into the studio, right? And get a session and they're taking care of themselves. But I want to take care of them, too, and make sure that I'm doing everything I can to make sure, hey, you're not going to catch anything here. So,
yeah.
And everybody wears masks. We have to do masks. There are no exceptions. But, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, no, I know. And at work, it's funny because we had a note from our, we used to be a part of a different company. And so we're subleasing the space from them. Still feel like we're a part of that company because they used to be my boss, you know, and whatever. But we got an email from them saying, oh, some of your people have been found without masks in the common area. And we've only got like 5 people in the office right now, you know? And I'm like, oh, well, do I just send out an email and say, okay, wear your masks because this is what they're telling me, you know? And I did. I mean, I worded it very nicely and said, okay, you guys, we really got to get better about doing this in the common area and lunchroom and blah, blah, blah. And right away, the offender sent a note to everybody. It was me. I'm sorry. I'll be better. So I'm like, oh, that way to go. I'm so glad you fessed up. You know what I mean? So, because then we got a note from the other company too that told us exactly who it was. And we said, yeah, we know. She already fessed up. So
well, good.
It's just hard to remember. It's hard to remember, though, because I find myself almost getting to the door of a store, for example, and I forgot my mask. So then I have to go back to the car to get it. You know, it's not something that will ever be second nature to me.
Well, no. And that's some people, and some people are on it, and I keep it on me all the time, so I don't have to think about it. But yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting looking at some of the stuff that's coming up in the chat room for how people unwind or relax or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Karen is saying she goes to the dump.
Yeah.
and she looks around and she talks to someone she knows there, friend. And I'm like, you know what? That's cool. I love original, unique ways to unwind. And frankly, you're probably not going to run into too many people there. So it's a nice way to just get away from humanity, you know, people, whatever. Not that I don't like people, but sometimes you need to just get away. And I love that. I love, you know, going to the dump and just, you know, poking around, see what might be there, visit someone, you know, and, you know, socially distance, I'm sure. And then, you know, have at it. But
what it's all about, get out there and do something, you know, and
I love it. If there's anybody else in the chat room that has a unique way to unwind or do self-care, you know, share it in the chat room. I'd love to hear it.
Well, and it's always fun to look at stuff, you know, if there's cool stuff in the dump. It's like when you go like garbage day and you know, people put some cool stuff out there for the garbage.
Oh yeah. I've found some amazing
dumpster diving. Yeah.
Yeah. I found some amazing furniture out on the side of the road, and it's like, I've scooped it up and repurposed it, you know, painted it and decorated it. And I've used it. I've got stuff that I still have that was free. It was sitting on the side of the road, and I'm like, got it. And I spiff it up.
Yeah, you know, if I have stuff that I'm going to put out, I usually put a sign on it that says free, and honest to God, it's taken like within a couple hours. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's good. It's good. Another thing in the wintertime that I think is fun up here is, you know, the lake by me, Silver Lake, has a trail that somebody plows with the four-wheeler, you know, so it's very fun to walk on that on the ice and be out in the middle of the lake. You know, you're not struggling because it's plowed. You know, today Melly and I went out there. It was pretty cold today, I got to say. We were out there for like
today.
10 minutes. And then I said, okay, we're turning around now. The wind was really strong. And when you're out in the middle of a lake like that, it's like it's just right there, you know. So we came home, and I've been chilly ever since. But I love doing that. I love walking out in the lake. Last night, we were at the park, and I was looking for the owls, and I'm like, Mama, are you here? Because I haven't seen you forever. Where are you? I haven't heard you. Are you going to have babies? You know, will you talk to me? And then, like, 3 seconds later, woo-hoo. Well, you know how you and we were up there that one time, and I said, oh, pretty soon the owls will talk to us. And then sure enough, you know. But it was like she told me where she was, and so we walked over. You know, I kept looking in the trees. It was getting a little dark, so it's hard to see. It's hard to see them when it's sunny outside. But and I found them, and she and Papa were both sitting there, you know, on different limbs, but within a few feet. And I'm like, Mama, I was so excited to see her. You know, it was just such a happy thing. And then she didn't say another thing. You know, it was like, well, here I am. Come find me. Come look at me. And I wonder if she's going to have babies there. You know, I'm hoping. Because she was really close to the crook of the tree where she's nested before. So my fingers are crossed. But I wanted to go back and see if they were there today, but I just really got too cold out on that lake today. So.
Well, and that is another thing that is helpful for, you know, health and wellness is like bird watching. You know, you go outside and just relax and look for the birds, let them talk to you, just sit with them. Learn about the different types of birds. That's something I've been kind of starting to do out here because there's so many different kinds of birds. So that's very helpful for just, you know, letting your blood pressure come down a little bit, relax. So
absolutely. And yeah, those owls are amazing. You know, they've been in my life for years, you know, and when Duncan and I used to walk there, we used to walk there at night, and I would say, geez, I wonder if the owls are around. And then sure enough, they'd come flying and they'd swoop right down next to our head. It is half past an hour already.
It is.
God. Wow. We have to go to a commercial break. So stay with us. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
Demons. Vampires. Werewolves. Skin. All of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
You've known doubt heard of Tango and Cash. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Perhaps it takes two to tango. Well, now, on the first and third Thursdays of each month, there's a show called Tango and Friends at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network with your host, Bruce Tango. And yes, there will be at least two to tango on each episode, sometimes even more. There's going to be lots of topics and lots of guests you'll all know and lots of surprises. Tango and Friends, every first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we are talking about different ways to take care of yourself here in the beginning of the year and focusing on health and wellness and just being kind to yourself and come up with some fun ideas and some ideas that were shared in the chat room as well. And we're looking for your unique ways of unwinding or self-care. If you want to share those in the chat room, we've heard a couple already, which is pretty cool. And so share your unique ways to unwind. One of the things I like to do is go to antique stores. I like to unwind going into antique stores, which I couldn't do for a long time because I couldn't manage my energy enough. This was back in the day, which I can now, and I teach people how to do that. So I'm grateful for that. And I love going to antique stores and just kind of, it's probably the same thing like Karen is talking about going to the dump. You know, you just go and see like what weird stuff you might find. What I noticed after going back to a couple of antique stores after the shutdown, right? Because with the first shutdown, everything was shut down, retail and everything, right? It wasn't just restaurants. And there's some antique stores that have gotten their act together over that shutdown.
Yeah.
It's like they went in and they redid everything and they jazzed it up and they cleared out the junk or they whatever. I don't know, but I've been pretty impressed with some antique stores. I haven't gotten in a ton of them since everything reopened, but I have gone into a few and I'm like, wow. Game on, you guys. Let's do this. This is awesome. Good. It's awesome. Easier to find things. Like, I don't mind digging, but I like don't want to dig either. Just make it easy for me to see the weird stuff. Just put it right out.
The weird stuff.
Don't make me dig for it. So some people like the dig. That's great. I'm not usually a digger because I go through them pretty quick. Tim and I are totally different when we go through antique stores. He pokes around and he'll dig and peek and move things, and I'm just like scan, keep moving, scan, let's go to the next one. And he's barely through the first little, you know, setup,
but little area.
That's one of my things I do like to do to help unwind and just relax and have fun, because there's sometimes just weird stuff, or you look at the stuff there and you go, oh my gosh, I haven't seen one of these for ever.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what's fun. Or like when you go, my favorite thing is going to those kind of places or thrift stores out in the country, because you find out in the country, meaning not in the city, because you can find some really cool things in those rural areas, you know, that you haven't seen since you were a kid. And that's always fun.
Yeah. So Cindy in the chat room says, she says, I walk. I'm out of sorts if I don't start my day with a walk. And it's even better when I can end the day with a walk. And best of all is a walk with a friend. So walking alone or with someone is how you reset. And that sounds perfect.
Walking. I love to walk too. And I like to walk in the morning too. Cindy, I agree with that. And it's good if you can do both morning and evening. You know, I've always had a big dog with me, though, and Melly's getting older now, so she doesn't always want to go for a walk, you know, and I have a hard time going by myself. You know, I really do, because I'm used to having a friend with me, you know what I mean? But I have. I need to get better at that. But, yes, I love to walk, and I love to walk with Melly, but my favorite thing is to walk over in the woods by me and find those owls, for sure. Pewter items and thrift stores. Yeah, thrift stores are fun occasionally. I find that I'm so allergic to dust that I sneeze and sneeze and sneeze when I go in those stores. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, sometimes those stores are kind of, they get a little, because there's so much stuff in them, I don't think they can dust. So, yeah. They can be a little sneeze-inducing.
I agree. Yeah. And you know, one of the other things that, you know, if you're feeling, here's what I noticed is that if I'm feeling crazy. The day has been bad. I shouldn't say bad, but crazy and obnoxious. And I come home and I just can't deal with things. I smudge. You know, I think that's a really important thing to do, is to cleanse and clear. And I use the sacred medicines in my little shell, and I go outside and I do it, and you just feel immediately better. Yes. So that's always a really good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes very little time.
I do that usually on the way home. If I'm out at work or out somewhere, I'll start doing it on the way home in the car so that I can have it gone by the time I get home. So, I do like to just clear my energy. And then also, one of the ways I love to unwind is hang out with my dog right away when I get home. You know, that dog energy, dog medicine, man, that's hard to beat. Any kind of animal that you live with, I would imagine, is the same way. I have a dog, so it's dog medicine. I used to have cats, so animal medicine when you get home, if you have an animal at home, can be really healing.
Yes. And I know sometimes I like to closet myself in our spare bedroom with Zoe, and I sit in the big chair and she just purrs. And, you know, that purring is like just such good medicine. It's all that vibration, right? And it just kind of clears away any storm clouds that might be with you. And I know she sleeps on me a lot in the wintertime because she's cold. And same thing there. It's like it just vibrates right through your whole body, you know, and it just feels so nice. And dogs make walks, right, Karen? I agree 1,000%. And how is Buddy, by the way? I saw Buddy. We had a sore paw. Oh, Buddy's my favorite dog of Karen's. So whenever I see him, I'm always like, Buddy. Anyway, I digress.
In the chat room, Karen and Reiki Cindy are both saying yes to Reiki is a way to feel better as well. Doing Reiki for yourself is awesome. I teach Reiki, and one of the things that I teach is like, hey, just doing this for yourself is a great reason to, you know, learn more about it, because to do self-healing can be so amazing and a great way to just release, you know, what doesn't need to be there and call in healing energy. So yeah, we've got a couple of votes here in the chat room for Reiki. Doing Reiki, getting it from someone is always good too, but you can always do it for yourself. Just like meditation, right? You can do meditation. You don't need anything. You just do it. And it can really help you unwind. It can help you relax. It can help you stay present. Meditation is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. So there's lots of things you can do. I think one of the things that makes me feel the best though is if it's a crazy day, is to do the smudging with the sweetgrass and the sage and the kinnikinick and the cedar and all the sacred medicines, and they just kind of just pull it all away, you know? So easy thing to do, you just do it.
Absolutely.
And lighting candles, always. I have candles going all the time. Not so much in the summer, but in the wintertime, they're all the time. You know, that always makes me feel better. Make sure you breathe. We forget to breathe sometimes, I think. I find myself not breathing, and then it's like, you know, you just gotta music. Yep, that's
doing
another
some
one.
Proper deep breathing, though, too, is really, you know, engaging in those deep breaths and really, you know, getting your abdomen involved and not the shallow breathing that's just up in your upper chest, which is
absolutely
not very helpful.
No, that's what I mean. You need to feel it through your whole body and get it down to your tummy and, you know, the whole nine yards, because we don't do that very often. Can everybody hear? So someone's saying they can't hear anything, but maybe there's just something wrong with their...
I'm thinking everybody else can. It's just...
Yeah. I've heard that, Cindy. And you know what? I know people say I have to have a yoga class. I need to sign up for one, because I think that would be really good for me too. Stretching and all that good stuff for you, you know? Refresh. Yeah. Oh, they're telling
a lot of people are saying music in the chat room. So yeah, music can definitely Oh yeah. Music puts you in all sorts of places. You know, you have those, you were talking about the 80s, or I think we were earlier. Yeah. And you know, you think hear 80s music or 70s music or 90s music or 50s music, and it just takes you somewhere. Oh, you know, yeah. Or meditation music or relaxation yeah. music or whatever. I mean, yeah. music moves people and oh, yes. Yeah, if that's what helps you. And it might be on the way home, you have to crank some really loud music that you can sing really loud to and just get your mm-hmm. energy, you know, reset mm-hmm. that way. Or something really relaxing that you can kind of just yeah. float to. Yeah.
Yep, I hear you. And if you have to get stuff done, you turn on the rock and roll from the 1980s. Billy Idol will get you every time. Can I just say? You're just moving and grooving and getting that stuff done. But yeah, and then if you're just kind of, you just want some, yeah, I like country music too. And that kind of just is just mm-hmm. kind of nice. But I'm a rocker. We all know that. But the country stuff is okay too, you know? And then the meditation music, it just all depends on what you need at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But music is a huge thing. Now they're talking about yoga.
Yeah. Yeah, the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cindy's saying restorative yoga is different and you shouldn't get injured. It's about relaxation, stretching, and breathing. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine just knowing your limits with any right. of like stretching and things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's something I have not really tried. And I would, you know, I keep thinking I'm going to try it.
Me too.
So I don't know. I don't know what's my deal.
I know. And, you know, my niece is a yoga instructor, although she does it for, she's a kid. She does it with kids, you know, but I keep telling her, you need to do one for all the old ladies in the family so that we can all go down to your studio and you can teach us how to do yoga.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm waiting. That's what I keep saying. I'm waiting for her. But no, I know. Even my doctor said, you know, you should do yoga because that's really good for you. And I have, you know, issues with arthritis and stuff. And it just keeps you pliant, right?
Yeah.
So
Sherry is saying that Tai Chi is fun, which I've done that before, and I did enjoy that. It was very fun. I wouldn't say fun. It was very relaxing. But I found that in between the classes, because I went once a week, and you really need to do it every day. And so they give you things to work on, and I just didn't. I was good about the classes. I wasn't good about doing it myself. And so by the time you get back to the class, they teach you something else. And I really wasn't doing what I had learned the first time. So I would get lost. I would get confused mm-hmm. and I had to keep watching very closely what they were doing. So I couldn't really get into it. And that was my fault. I just didn't do it. So
I don't, what is, okay, maybe I'm dumb, but I don't know what Tai Chi is.
Oh, how do you explain Tai Chi? It's here. I'm going to, unless someone else has a quick way of.
Is it kind of yoga-ish or what is it?
No. Well, it's about movement and breath and let's see if there's someone that can explain it. Oh, here it is. Tai Chi is a series of gentle physical exercises and stretches. Each posture flows into the next without pause, ensuring that your body is in constant motion. Sometimes described as meditation in motion. Yeah. Okay. See, I did not come mm-hmm. with that. I read that. But that's what it is. Yeah. Meditation in motion. There's different positions and they teach you the different positions and then they teach you how to flow from one into the other. And it's really amazing. I just would need to go every day because mm-hmm. that's until I get into the habit of something, I need to be accountable and to be somewhere and hold myself accountable. I'm better to do my own stuff. I'm not that great at it.
Yeah.
I mean, certain things I'm all in, but some other things I,
yeah. You know, it just takes diligence, right? It takes three weeks to form a habit. And I've had my gazelle out here now for I don't know how long, thinking I'm going to come down here at least 3 or 4 times a week. Oh, yeah, no, maybe once every couple of weeks. And actually, I really like the gazelle. It's fun. And it's good for you. But it's that whole thing. You just got to keep doing it. So, yeah, so there's a lot of different ways. And I think, you know, another thing is if you're really crazy, you know, put some quartz around. I have a lot of sea quartz from the island, actually, all around my house, all outside my house. They're everywhere. I do think they help. I really do. I think it's, you know, it's the sanctity of it all. You know, they keep all the good stuff in, the bad stuff out. You know, and I found them all in the sea and taken them home, and we had 30 pounds of rocks coming home this summer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You did not.
Quite a hefty bill.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful sea quartz, though, and big ones. And I had one that's a in a heart shape that I put out with Duncan's kind of memorial stone that we put his paw prints in. Oh. We put it in his favorite spot in the backyard. And so that's there with this heart-shaped stone. And yeah, I mean, I had to, you know, so, but they're good. It's good. It's all sea quartz. Quartz is really good energy. That's what we need for sure.
You know, one of the we're talking about some of the healing things or the relaxation things. And I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago or months ago, maybe. One of my relaxation things is painting, like the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like doing that. Or, oh, here's another one, mowing the lawn. I love mowing the lawn.
I do too. I don't mind doing that either. Yeah,
it's so relaxing.
Yeah. And gardening in the summer. Mm-hmm. I love to garden. That's like the best thing in the world is to get your hands in the dirt and just move it, you know. And, you know, I don't even mind shoveling if it's not a lot of snow. You know, shoveling is just kind of a mindless exercise and it's like instant gratification, right? Because you can have a snow covered something something in 5 minutes. It's really nice, you know. Yep.
If it's not heavy, then I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hurt myself.
Well, this last snow that we had last weekend was you know, Widowmaker snow is what I call it. But at least there wasn't a lot of it, you know. But yeah, so bracelets. Yeah, Jerry likes to make bracelets and he makes gorgeous bracelets.
Yep.
So if anyone is looking for some, check him out.
Leather, if you're wondering what kind. Leather, right? Or he does beaded too.
He does the gemstones too. Yeah. Yep. So he actually found some stones from the island that he made me a bracelet with all the sea quartz and different things from San Juan Island, which was awesome, and lava stone. And how awesome is that?
Very cool.
Yeah. And he did the Squatcher's beaded bracelets with the Squatch on it. You know, it's just fun. He does a lot of fun stuff. So if you're looking for a good bracelet, you know, give Jerry a holler.
A little plug for Jerry.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. And don't forget to watch or listen to the Calling radio show tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Not really sure what they're talking about tomorrow. I guess I haven't got the memo yet, Jerry. I'm sorry. But anyway, tune in. He's probably sent it to me and I just, you know, whatever, don't have it. Yeah, so, you know, just take care of yourself. And there's all kinds of different ways to, you know, just be easy on yourself. You know, I guess that's my biggest thing is take it easy on yourself right now.
Yep. Yeah, you know, you mentioned gardening, and mm-hmm. I have my seeds that I ordered last year or throughout the year, and I've got my little containers and my dirt and everything. And so next month, actually in a few weeks, I'll be starting my garden indoors. So just because it's Minnesota doesn't mean you can't garden. I am going to start my vegetable garden from seed, and I will be starting that in a few weeks, and inside, so I can already almost like having a little bonsai tree, but you have your little mini plants. You have to be really, you know, careful with them and do certain things so that you give them the right kind of heat and light and whatever, so they have a good start. And I'm excited for my indoor garden extravaganza that will be happening soon.
Well, absolutely. And I have a few plants that really, really, really need to be repotted. So I really just need to remember to go to the store to buy the dirt because I don't have any potting soil right now. And repot those poor babies because they're like just,
That's what we do in Minnesota in the winter to get our garden on.
we repot the plants. We repot things. They're thankful though. You know, it's like then they just flourish, you know. But yeah, so there's, you know, be good to yourself, smudge, Reiki, whatever it is that you do. Go for walks, yoga, exercise, sit in front of the TV if it makes you feel better. But, you know, but watch a drama or something that's fun to watch. No news shows.
Well, yeah, let's stay away from the news. I mean, we have enough news. We don't need that right now. Just you need to do something to detach yourself and just get some nice vibes going, release the stuff that doesn't work, that's not healthy, and allow the good stuff to come in, whatever that is, if it's through physical activity or, you know, mindfulness or spiritual practice or whatever it is, just remember to incorporate some into your day every day just to help yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the main thing.
Yeah. And, you know, some helping others can help you as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, help a neighbor or an elderly person down the block who can't shovel their sidewalk. Maybe you need to go shovel the sidewalk for them. Joe's saying computer games.
Which can be very relaxing for some people, or maybe fun. We'll say fun. Is it relaxing? I don't know. I don't do computer games. Is it relaxing, Joe? I'm curious.
Yeah, or is it
just fun, or is it both, or it depends on the game?
Yeah, I would think that it would rev you up, right? I don't know that that would be very relaxing, but it would probably be very fun, right? And that in itself is therapeutic. It's like fun is, you know, we need to have fun.
Fun is therapy too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah. And music. And don't forget the music. I really like that one. You know, strategy games. Oh.
He plays strategy games. Okay. So that's probably pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I would think that would be fun and maybe relaxing at the same time. Well, I don't know. It depends on the strategy. Now I hear I go again. I'm going down all sorts of places. That's cool, though.
Down the rabbit hole.
That's fun.
Absolutely. And, just anything you can do. But I think the bottom line is to be good to yourself, because sometimes we're not. And then we get into trouble.
Well, I think we get caught up in forgetting to do things for ourselves. So we get caught up in the runaround, or, you know, we get caught up in what's going on in around the world or our communities or whatever. And we forget to just detach, unplug, do just something for ourselves. Like Joe, he says world building type of games. Oh, that's cool. So that's probably pretty chill. You know, it's not the strategy. You get to relax. You get to have fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just doing something for yourself and doing something for others. But you can't also get caught up in that cycle of doing so much for someone else that you run yourself into the ground. That's not the point.
But it does make you feel good to help somebody else. You know,
absolutely.
It's kind of a feel good thing. That was my point. You know, and reading, read, get a good book and read. That is like one of my favorite things to do. You know, when I sit in my spare room with Zoe on the big comfy chair, I usually have my book open, you know? So
just finished another book today. And I've got about four of them I'm working on right now, but I did finish one of them today. And reading is lovely. Lovely.
Yeah, for sure. Love it. Love it. Love to go into different realms and places and, you know, just takes you out of this world. And I still have yet to watch Game of Thrones. I know we talked about that you and I are probably the only two people on planet Earth that haven't seen
Pretty sure about that.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, so I guess, I don't know, crazy. It's just a crazy time right now.
And that's why we wanted to do this show, is just give you some ideas or help you remember to do something nice for yourself, take time for yourself, unplug. You know, just unwind, relax, heal, whatever. Because, we've been through a lot. 2020 kind of beat everybody up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that 2021, there's a magic wand and it all just is great. You know, that's not how it works. So just remember this year as you go through day to day. If you forget a day here or there, just when you remember, do something nice for yourself. Take time for yourself. Recharge. So you can keep going, because some of the stuff is pretty tough that we're in and been through, and it's really important just to make sure you take care of yourself. If you need to ask for help, please do that.
Yes.
Please reach out to people. If you really feel like you can't be good to yourself or you don't deserve it, that's not true. Please make sure that you ask for help. Anybody, reach out to make sure that you ask for help, because there are lots of people who want to give someone a lifeline if they don't feel like they need it or deserve it. So if you don't feel like you can be good for yourself, to yourself, please ask for help as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, totally forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we are nearing the end of our hour, at any rate. This hour has really gone by fast. My gosh, that first half hour was just whoop.
Yeah.
Done, over, we're done.
It was so, that dinosaur thing you had us going on.
Dinosaur. Loved it. And then Cat.
You have to do a show Cat, on dinosaurs.
Ceiling Cat put a link on for the dinosaur butts, by the way, for people.
Yeah. I think Cece put that up there, didn't she?
Amazing.
Like, oh, there it is.
There it is.
Sure thing.
I know. It's craziness. So, all right, everyone. Well, I think it's time for us to go because I'm hearing that music. So, thank you for listening. If there's troops listening, thank you for your service and thanks for keeping us safe.
Absolutely. And thank you to everybody in the chat room, everybody listening, wherever you're from. We so appreciate you here. ParaX, we are always grateful to have you host our show. And Sarge, our most amazing producer, of course, always number one with us. And thank you as well. So awesome to be here this week. Have a great week. Stay healthy. And we'll see y'all next week.
Good night, everyone.